mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Republicans are fully positioning behind Hillary Clinton. It's now even public news that Bush is supporting her for president, basically. Weapons industry dumps Republicans, fully backs Hillary. More news on the economy, on Blackwater so-called immunity. Ron Paul surging, not just in polls in New Hampshire, but also the big booking agencies. The bookies saying he could be a winner. He's gotten even better odds now by some of the London bookies. But let's go to Craig in D.C., then Francis in Georgia, Steve in Mass., Ivan in Texas. Craig disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Craig, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I just started listening to you recently, and I agree with some of the points that you make. And I'd like to also add that I did order your new film, Endgame, with your previous film also. I can't remember what it's called right now. But I'd like to say that I think that from what I can see so far, you're definitely overstating things. You're blowing things way out of proportion. It's not that bad, as you say, and you generalize things way too much. You talk about the New World Order, but I never hear you really naming any names. I mean, who is this New World Order? It sounds like you're talking about some boogeyman or something. I don't know.
Okay, so you haven't heard all these presidents and prime ministers, and I mean, I'm talking about the CFR publications they put out, the government policies, globalization, sir, North American Union, European Union. I mean, first you say I'm not naming names, but you're also saying I'm blowing out of proportion. Please tell me what I'm blowing out of proportion.
Well, I mean, it goes back to the generalizations. I mean, I hear
generalizations. Hold on just a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to understand something here. I mean, generalization. I get into all sorts of specifics and numbers, and I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
You refer to the New World Order, the New World Order. I mean, who is the New World Order?
All the time I talk about how the private central banks are owned by less than 20 families, and we've had guests on, we've listed articles with their names, we've gone over the names, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, I mean, the Gothas. That's what we do. I mean, and in the end game, we show a whole bunch of who they are. I mean, I'm really confused, man.
Well, another thing that I'd like to raise from what I can see, you seem to conduct a slick attack on Christians. You have a guy on there, Mike Rivera, that comes on every now and then. And the last time that I heard you and him discussing, some of the stuff that was going on, you know, you were kind of bashing Christians. And the other day,
absolutely, I was. And if you look at what Jesus did, he was there criticizing the Pharisees and the Sadducees for their corruption, all being worldly. They're praying in public, they're thumping their chest and saying how pious they are. I make no secret that I'm a Christian and I love Jesus and I believe in his teachings and I believe he's my Lord and Savior. But do not ever tell me that when I'm bashing Pastor Hagee or I'm bashing the Pope, who's up there calling for one world government and a new world order, and that's all over the news. You say, who are they? I mean, he's calling for one world government. That those are Christians.
Well, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, but I'm giving you specifics. Listen. This is very frustrating, sir, because when I get up here, I make it clear. I say phony Christians who love this New World Order, who want to kill all the Arabs, and who put out all this propaganda are deceived, and we do attack them. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, now what about the remark that you made the other day about something about Christians aren't going to be going up on golden ropes, they're going to be going through the tribulation?
Absolutely, that's exactly what I said. Stay there, we'll come back and talk to you. Listen, man, I do the best job I can, and no one could really accuse me of generalization. I mean, I talk 3 hours a day, I do generalize on some issues, but we get into a lot of detail here.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of calls I want to get to and a ton of news we haven't covered yet, but when somebody disagrees, I'll tend to give them more time on air, especially if they're legitimately disagreeing with something I said. I mean, he's really has a problem with something I've said, but frankly, Craig from Washington, D.C., District of Criminals up there, I'm trying to find out specifically, it's like George Bush Sr. said, the New World Order, it's a big idea. And I give you all these hundreds of references on air to books and publications that have been written and what the globalists say they're setting up and how they're going to do it. And I have Dr. Corsi and all these other experts on to go over UN documents, Dr. Michael Kaufman, to go over the documents and tell you where you can get them from the UN. When I say the UN's for gun control, I send you to their UNIDIR section where they say they're for small arms confiscation from people of the planet, that they want New World Order. I mean, I have Nobel Prize winners on. I have Joseph Stiglitz on with the IMF World Bank documents, BBC reporters, where we have the IMF World Bank documents where they say they're going to implode our economy and our dollar and consolidate. And, when they first said that Dubai was getting six ports, I went and found the documents. It was really 26 ports, and we broke that. I tell you, there's been Mexican trucks in the country, and now they admit they've already been here. I mean, I tell you about national ID cards a decade before it's even mainstream news. I want to understand, you say I'm being vague. Earlier, when I talk about Blackwater immunity, I go directly into the State Department statements on it, and then Senator's statements on it, and then the history of so-called immunity. When I talk about a John Warner Defense Authorization Act, I've several times on air, I've mentioned it dozens, but I've actually read it on air, and I have people like the former Wall Street Journal editor and father of Reaganomics on to break it down. I have law professors on to talk about it. I mean, we bring you more experts than anybody I know of. I mean, I've got a tax lawyer coming on who just beat the IRS. Sherry Jackson just lost. I got him coming on in the last 30 minutes to comment. I mean, what are you talking about? What did I say last hour that was vague? I mean, FEMA admits they had a fake newscast and wouldn't let reporters in and had FEMA employees dressed up like reporters in there, and they even had fake news cameras in there that weren't even hooked up to anything, just looked like a bunch of reporters. I mean, how is that? I've been telling you they have fake newscasts for a long time. I mean, what am I doing this vague, A, and then B, how do you think I'm bashing Christians?
Okay, going back, addressing your first point, most people don't really understand what FEMA is. I think what I'm talking about is actually naming names, telling us who is responsible for these things that's happening. Now, well, you know, maybe that I haven't listened to you for long enough, or I don't know enough about what you're talking about. Like I said, I did order your two films, Endgame and the other one. I still can't remember what it's called.
Terror Storm,
yes.
Well, all Endgame orders shipped out yesterday, so it should be in your happy hands today or tomorrow.
Okay. No, I'm not willfully ignorant. You know, I am going to check out, you know, what you're saying. But it's to me, it still seems, you know, there's two things. It seems to be a little blown out of proportion, just a little bit. I don't know, maybe a lot.
You know, there's a Paul Craig Roberts article that I was just reading last night that states everything that we've covered here, but he does it very succinctly. And so I think the magazine it's in is still here. I'm going to go into the back office during the break, or if somebody hears this up front, bring me the Paul Craig Roberts article in that magazine that came in yesterday. And I want to read that article just for you later in the show if you think I'm overstating things. As for FEMA, sir, I've done the history of FEMA in Police State 2, the takeover. We spend about 10 minutes on FEMA and its history. I mean, you can just Google its history and learn about it. Set up in 1979 by Jimmy Carter. It codified all the executive orders that were already there for martial law and putting us into forced labor camps. We list those executive orders. It's been getting more and more power and control. Bush, on May 9th of this year, said that Congress no longer has authority over continuity of government. He controls it all. Then 2 months ago in Canada, in Monticello, he publicly said that he was putting the UN over our government during crises. A bunch of news articles reported on that. We had reporters there that covered it on the show from the ground, both in and outside the meetings. I don't understand what else I can do for you. As for bashing Christians, I know so many good Christian people who, by good, I mean, they're not at the topless bars, they're not out gambling, you know, their kids grew up well, whatever. But I'll tell them about all this, and they'll go, praise the Lord, Alex, things are getting bad. It means Jesus is about to be here. And I go, fine. But I have a job to speak out against evil. I have a job to speak out against corruption. And then they'll say, but Alex, Romans 13 says we're to submit to government, that God puts government over us. And I go, excuse me, why was Jesus killed by these people for speaking out? Why were 11 of the 12 disciples? Why were all these other prophets put in lion's dens and put in furnaces? And you know, we had Jonah in Nineveh saying, you guys better repent of your ways. It's all about fighting evil. It's all about speaking out against evil governments. Romans 13 doesn't even say what they say it does. You've got to read the whole chapter. Hitler used Romans 13. And they all think that they're just going to be teleported out of here. And frankly, I'm just tired of it. And regardless if you think you're going to be teleported out of here, you need to fight evil, or you're not truly, you know, on the path of righteousness.
Okay, well, you know, I hear what you're saying. You know, one more thing I'd like to add is, you know, going back to, you know, when you were talking to Mike Rivera, when I heard, you know, the conversation, my impression was that this man's an antichrist. You know, he was just, this guy was just outright attacking Christians. And you know, from what I understand, a large part of your audience are Christians. Is that true?
Yes, sir, but I do a news program. This is a news radio show. I'm not about to jump into the 10,000 sects of Christianity that don't spend any time saving anybody. They spend all their time fighting over which subgroup they're part of, and I appreciate your call. You know, I've tried my best to answer your question, and I know the things I talk about are frightening. They're irritating. They are... It's not tickling your ears. I understand that. But also, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. Let's also be clear about that. At the end of the day, I try to be honest, I try to be balanced, I try to speak my mind, and I try to be fearless. And Rivero's talking about the group that wants World War III and says they're going to make Jesus come back and that they want to kill all the Arabs and all of this. That's what I'm talking about. Let me just read this article now. Impeach now or face the end of constitutional republic. By Paul Craig Roberts. And he's a former Wall Street Journal editor, assistant secretary of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, former contributing editor to National Review, also the co-author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions, and now a syndicated columnist, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Okay? A icon of true conservatism, not the phony neocon, phony Christians stuff. You ever heard of beware of false prophets? Beware of... Yeah. Unless Congress immediately impeaches Bush and Cheney, a year from now, the U.S. could be a dictatorial police state and at war with Iran. Bush has put in place all the necessary measures for dictatorship in the form of executive orders that are triggered whenever he wishes to declare a national emergency. Now, this is to answer your statement of I'm exaggerating or I'm overstating. Actually, sir, I'm surprised I haven't left the country. If I had just sense, only cared about myself, I would not be going down with a ship, okay? It's that bad. Do you understand, sir? I'm having to look at the end of my life, imprisonment, execution, whatever. I mean, I'm literally, I know that's in the cards. I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's a possibility. Okay, I mean, I'm literally here in a ship going down, okay? And if I could wake you up to take action, we could turn it around. He continues, recent statements by Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, former Republican Senator Rick Santorum, and others suggest that Americans might expect a series of staged or false flag terror events in the near future. Many attentive people believe that the reason the Bush administration will not bow to expert advice and public opinion and begin withdrawing troops from Iraq is the administration intends to rescue its unpopular position with false flag operations that can be used to expand the war to Iran. False flags, government-sponsored terror, Jack. Too much is going on wrong with the Bush administration. The failure of its Middle East wars, Republican senators jumping ship, Turkish troops massing on the northern Iraq's border, poised for an invasion to deal with the Kurds, and a majority of Americans favoring the impeachment of Cheney in the near majority favoring Bush's impeachment as well. The Bush administration desperately needs dramatic events to scare the American people and Congress back in line with the militarist police state that the Bush-Cheney have fostered. Conservative commentator William Norman Gregg recently wrote that the GOP is praying for a terrorist strike, that's a quote, to save the party from electoral wipeout in 08. Chertoff, Cheney, the neocon Nazis, and the Mossad Israeli intelligence agency would have no qualms about saving the bacon for the Republicans, who have enabled Bush to start two unjustified wars with Iran, waiting in the wings to be attacked in a third. The Bush administration has tried unsuccessfully to resurrect the terrorist fear factor by infiltrating some blowhard groups and encouraging their members to discuss staging terror events. Encouraged by federal agents, these conversations resulted in terrorist arrest hyped by the media. But even the captive media was unable to scare people with such transparent sting operations. This is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, talking about the government staging terror. Are you listening? If the Bush administration wants to continue its wars in the Middle East and enrich the unitary executive at home, it will have to conduct some false flag operations that will both frighten and anger the American people and make them accept Bush's declaration of national emergency and the return of the draft. Alternatively, the administration could simply allow any real terrorist plot to proceed without hindrance. We'll come back, finish the article, and I promise get to your calls. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Finishing this article, if the Bush administration wants to continue its wars in the Middle East and entrench the unitary executive at home, it will have to conduct some false flag operations that will both frighten and anger the American people to make them accept Bush's declaration of national emergency and the return of the draft. Alternatively, the administration could simply allow any real terrorist plot to proceed without hindrance. Yeah, but we've tracked the quote, real ones back, and it's almost always another foreign government, i.e. controlled by ours, funding the actual terrorist. A series of staged or permitted attacks would be spun by the captive media as a vindication, and I've already heard them bragging they're going to do that, of the neoconservatives' Islamophobic policy. The initiation of which is to destroy all Middle Eastern governments that are not American puppet states. Success would give the U.S. control over oil, but the main purpose is to eliminate any resistance to Israel's complete absorption of Palestine into Greater Israel. And it's about weapon sales and opium and a domestic police state here, I would add, Roberts. Think about it. If another 9/11 type security failure, in quotes, were not in the works, why would Homeland Security's Art Chertoff go to the trouble of convincing the Chicago Tribune that Americans have become complacent about terror threats and that he has a gut feeling that America will soon be hit hard? What have I been saying for 6 years since 9/11? I said when they're getting ready for a new one, they're going to bring in all these police state measures, and then they're going to claim that us fighting the Patriot Act held it back from them keeping us safe and blame liberty advocates for it happening. And I said when they're getting ready to do it, you'll see them say, you didn't let us keep you safe. Now, I've said that hundreds of times. You're now seeing it. I know how they work, folks, okay? I got my head in the game. This is what I do. Think about it. If another 9/11-type security failure were not in the works, why would Homeland Security's Art Chertoff go to the trouble of convincing the Chicago Tribune that Americans have become complacent about terror threats and that he has a gut feeling that America will soon be hit and hit hard? Why would Republican warmonger Rick Santorum say on Hugh Hewitt's radio show that between now and November 2007, that's next month, a day from now, a lot of things are going to happen? And I believe that by this time next year, the American public is going to have a very different view of this war. Well, we have Republican memos 2 years ago saying they were going to stage stuff or needed stage stuff. Now we had Republican Party chairman of Oklahoma and other places say it. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. They're out in the open. And then we had that big columnist say that 9/11 was good. We need another 9/11 in the Philadelphia Daily News. Throughout this country's existence, the government has staged incidents that it has then used on behalf of purposes that it could not otherwise have pursued. According to a number of experts, Israel has routinely conducted false flag operations, well, they admit it. During the Tsarist era in Russia, the secret police would set off bombs in order to arrest suspected troublemakers. Hitler was a dramatic orchestrator of false flag operations. False flag operations are a commonplace tool of governments. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics. Ask yourself, would a government that has lied us into two wars and is working to lie us into an attack on Iran shrink from staging terrorist attacks in order to remove opposition to its agenda? Only a diehard minority believes in the honesty and integrity of the Bush-Cheney administration and the truthfulness of the corporate media. That's why they may go big, I'd add. It may be huge when they hit. Hitler, who never achieved majority support in German election, used the Reichstag fire to fan hysteria and push through the Enabling Act, which made him dictator. Determined tyrants never require majority support in order to overthrow a government. America's constitutional system is on the verge of being toppled. Will forthcoming terrorist events, which Chertoff warns of and Santorum promises, be the means of overthrowing our country? Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page, and contributing editor to the National Review, now a syndicated columnist. We need to get him back on. We have him on every month. There you have it. Very simply said for you, Craig, in the District of Columbia, who called in and said, I'm exaggerating. They funded martial law for this year, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and said it was to fight resistance in the population. Said it was for, quote, revolts. Revolts. For us. Do you understand? Stated in the entire defense funding package for 2007. Do you read me? Do you get it? Do you receive me? Do you get it? The Military Commissions Act. Presidential Decision Directive 51. Tommy Franks on government payroll running around saying martial law is coming. Do you get it? Do you read me? This is not me saying this. This is the facts, Bubba. We'll come back. Go right to your call. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Francis, Craig, Steve, Kyle, Mike, we're going to get to all of you here in just a moment. First off, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the long wait is over. It covers the history of the global elite, who they are, how they took control of Europe and the U.S., how they set up the Federal Reserve. That's the first 20 minutes or so. Then we get into the Bilderberg Group today, 2006, 2007, Istanbul, Turkey. Of course, what happened in Canada when I was there. And then we get into the North American Union, how they're taking over the infrastructure for the taxation grid, how they're doing it all. And then the last half of the program, the last hour, is the history of eugenics, why they hate us so much, why they think it's good to kill us, and why they believe that they're going to have all these life extension technologies that they don't want us to have access and how they want to get rid of us. And you want quotes, you want names, you want documents, you want statements, you want clips, video clips. I mean, it's all proven. This is really 3 films in 1, like a lot of my videos are. Martial Law is almost 3 hours long. And it covers the police state, 9/11, and the whole Nazi connection to Schwarzenegger and the Bushes. Well, this is really my best work. And you've heard a lot of people saying they've now seen it. and that they love it and that it's extremely powerful. It's also upsetting, but that we need to be upset. We need to know what's happening. We need to understand the mindset of those above Bush and above Hillary to understand how they do so many truly evil things. I don't know what I have to say or do to get you to go to prisonplanet.tv. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up with PayPal or credit card. And you can download all 17 of my films, because Terror Storm Special Edition was the 16th. Endgame's the 17th film. You can see all of my films, all of my weekly TV reports going back for three and a half years now. Thousands of audio interviews, over 100 special reports, in-studio interviews, on every subject you can imagine dealing with the New World Order. And you can download and burn those to disk. It is a factory. It is a fulcrum. It is an armory. It is an arsenal of resistance in the info war. Go to prisonplanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership. Get Endgame. Burn it to disk. Give it to your friends and family. For heaven's sakes, please don't go to Google Video. It's up there. I'm leaving it up there. That's fine, because it'll get to people who can't afford 15 cents a day or $5.95 for a month. It'll get to people, and that's my main goal. But if you're going to make copies, if you're going to burn copies, or if you want to watch it where it's almost television quality, I mean, it's so crisp, then get a prisonplanet.tv membership. If you want to know how good it is, go to whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com or link through at prisonplanet.com to the trailers that are on our site. We have links to YouTube ones, too, but those are one-tenth as good. Watch it for free, the 3- and 4- and 5-minute clips from the film, to see the type of quality that you're going to be able to download or stream the film to your hard drive on. I mean, it is unbelievably crisp. The quality is amazing. I busted my brain making this film, and I just want you to see it in high quality. If you're going to burn it to disc or DVD, which I want you to do, do it off of your download from prisonplanet.tv. Go get your memberships right now. Go get a trial, $5.95. That's the cost of 2 Starbucks cups of coffee. I mean, I got a small cup in there the other day, and it was like $1.79. They use double think. They call the small a tall. You got to love it. I mean, you're talking about for the cost of 3 small cups of coffee at Starbucks. That's how much it is to see Endgame and to print off copies of my book, Paul Watson's book. Oh, yeah, there's 2 e-books on there. I mean, it's an insane deal, and it just pays for us to have. And I went out and got the best servers you can get, folks, the best, the preeminent company. And it costs a lot of cash. I don't care. I want this film out in quality. And so get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. Do not wait. Or get the DVD, even better, at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Look at all the different specials we have in the secure online shopping cart. Look at the books and other videos that it meshes with that we have specials on. Big discounts at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. And then in closing here with the plugs, I'm going right to your calls. So I got stuck with that last caller. Outin90.com. I read the book that comes in the package. I did not listen to the 60, 70, I don't know, we tried to time it out, hours of speeches and seminars on debt, but I spot-checked them. There's like 3 other CDs. Everything I spot-checked was spot-on info, because I wouldn't take the sponsor for a long time. I'm like, Outin90, because that's kind of a catchphrase. Like, oh, yeah, you got a debt 90 seconds or 90 minutes. That's just to catch your attention. The material, my sales guy just said, please read it. It's legitimate. And I said, no, I'm not taking it. And then I read it, and it is for real. It is really good information. Outin90.com, outin90.com, 877-327-0365. And for what you get, it's a very inexpensive package, 877-327-0365 or outin90.com. It's just amazing stuff about keep your assets, lose your debts, how to deal with harassing calls. It's not some magic thing. I thought it was one of those. I've turned down probably 50 sponsors that, you know, magic filings and, you know, patriot mythology. I'm not sending my people into anything bad. This is good. Outin90.com, 877-327-0365. There is the book, Debtor's Secret Weapon, and the 3 audio CDs. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to go fast now. I can't give you 10, 15 minutes like I gave the other caller. I won't be able to get to any of you. Francis in Georgia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Well, sir, I just start in. I disagree with you. I'm a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and so I've got disagreement about PrisonPlanet.tv, the forums, and also what your statements about the South and Miss Jackson.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, real quick about PrisonPlanet.tv, the forums, a lot of the members who support you, when their membership expires and if they don't pay up quickly, their names and personal information has been flashing up.
Well, no, what happens is when you're personally re-signing up, it's got your membership name, and you have to then create the name. And this is what I'm going to do just for you. I'm going to get rid of the PrisonPlanet.tv forum because I've had about – that's what the mainline big software we use does when you sign up. And so we're getting rid of that, and we'll just have the free PrisonPlanet.com forum. In fact, I've been meaning to pull the plug on it, but people begged us not to. There's no way to, quote, fix that, so it's gone. In fact, we're pulling the plug right now on the PrisonPlanet.tv forum. I had forums years ago, and they descend into slander fest and troll fest. And people begged for them, so I put two of them up there, and they just caused problems. People complained about the .com one. I'm probably going to pull the plug on it, too. I'm real sorry to have to tell you that. Now, go ahead and make your comment about the South.
Well, okay.
Don't worry. The plug's pulled. I'm making the call during the next break. In fact, I'm going to make it right now. Go ahead.
Hey, that's up to you.
No. So, I've been meaning to do it. Let me just pull the plug on it right now.
Okay, and hold the other on. Thing is, we're not all trolls. We support you, and also, too.
Yeah, I understand.
The South. I feel that you're playing into the New World Order when you're...
Hold on one second. Let me just get the order. I want you to pull the PrisonPlanet.tv forum right now. Kill the forum right now. Thank you. Okay, it's dead. There you go. Okay, go ahead, sir. That was
okay.
The last straw right there. Go ahead. Go ahead and make your point.
I'm trying to, Alex. My point is you're promoting racial disharmony when you're talking about that Miss Jackson was convicted because she's black and in the South. And have you ever read The Hyphen by John Wayne about how it can divide us? And
no, I've actually played that speech by John Wayne on the show.
Well, I'm just sorry that you're promoting that Miss Jackson was convicted in Atlanta because of racism, because she's black, and that's just not...
Well, I mean, Atlanta is a lot of black folks, and there were black folks on the jury. There are federal and state studies on the disparity of blacks convicting whites, in a larger number than they convict blacks, and whites convicting blacks in larger numbers than if it's whites, and Hispanics convicting whites in larger numbers if it's whites, and whites convicting Hispanics in larger numbers if it's a majority white. That is well documented. I can pull those numbers for you if you'd like.
Alex, come on. You're saying you don't journalize, but when you make a statement that Miss Jackson was convicted because she's black and in the South, that's not true. The truth is that Americans are brainwashed for the most part, and juries can be that prosecutors can manipulate juries to convict anybody. I'm a former Georgia State Trooper, and I know a little bit about Atlanta, and I know a little bit about how juries work and how prosecutors work. And there's a mentality. For example, after Easter, I tried to buy a stuffed rabbit for half price after Easter sale. And the cashier wouldn't sell it to me because she said just last week that she bought it for full price. Well, the manager came over and explained to her, yes, but this is after Easter. She said, well, it's not fair because just last week I had to pay full price.
I understand. They're little petty. They're little petty tattletales who are trying to enforce imaginary things. You're probably right. You know what? It's probably an overgeneralization, and I was just, you know, saying that. I don't sit here and calculate everything I say. I have a sneaking suspicion that might have had something to do with her. Maybe the South is more law and order. Now, let me, and again, that's used against us. Let me be clear. My whole family is from the South on both sides, and we're in the Civil War and the whole nine yards, and I'm not here bashing people from the South. But it is a fact that whites have been getting off in the South on these tax cases and in, quote, other liberal areas, but that we see the tax cases against blacks going badly in the South.
Well, that could be. Now,
you know what? I think we're both a little bit right here, okay? And I appreciate your call, sir. And, yes, as for the PrisonPlanet.tv forum, we've tried to explain it to people. We just added it for members, and then for some reason, if it lapses, when you re-sign up, because that's your name, You know, that's your ID name that when you sign yourself up, you've got to then make it the, you know, the new screen name you want. And that's what the program does, and people don't like it, so it's gone. And I already meant to pull the plug on it once the .com got real big. It's just, I'm sorry, it's gone. All right, and maybe someday if I can fix that, but it's not a fixing it. That's what the program does, because it's a members forum. So I just, it's gone. We can't help you, and I'm sorry. Okay, you know, we're a small organization. Here's another thing. There were 3 months at the start of this year where I was losing, I never talked about this really on air, about $10,000 a month. But I kept my employees hired. I kept everything going. I kept funding and financing Endgame, literally out of my savings that dwindled down. That's fine. I'm not whining. And then now the film's coming out. We're able to recoup. And then we have other light times, which we always do hard times. I use whatever we accrue to fund things. This is a mission. This is not even really a business here. This is about getting the word out. This was a business, you wouldn't be able to watch Endgame on Google Video right now. By the way, when it went up on Google Video, sales went right down into the toilet. Whatever, fine, I don't care. Really, I don't. This is about getting the word out, okay? Literally. Okay? Literally getting the word out, even though that film cost me about $150,000 to make. So, Amazon. You order stuff from them, they've got shipping things in every city. They're a $100 billion company. They're gigantic, and everybody's gotten this instant gratification where you order something from them, you get it in 2 days. With us, it might take us a week to ship it out. Now, I've hired more people and done more, and a lot of times we ship the day after it comes in. But people can complain about that. Or we said pre-order in October, it ships November 1st. It really shipped the 29th. It really shipped Monday. But it said that clearly on the site, and people are calling up saying, hey, man, you didn't ship that out to us. And see, we can't do this on air. I don't screen your calls, but at the same time, you've got to have some governing control. Some governing control over yourself, because I don't screen your calls. We certainly could. Hey, where are you calling from? What are you talking about? And if we don't like what it is, boom, you're not on air. I don't do that, brother. But at the same time, I can't have endless plugging, and I can't have Ninny Fest here on my show. Can you imagine people driving along in England listening to this right now, or in Canada, or in Texas, and they don't even know about the New World Order, and they're hearing something about message boards? I mean, I just can't do it. Yeah, I mean, I hear all these other Patriot talk shows. They're all failures for one big reason. They have, like, little private discussions on air and talk about little things all day with each other. I just talk about the issues. Holy mackerel, man. Let's go ahead. And that's, frankly, I can just suspend taking calls for a while again, like I've done the last few months, because I got so much news here to cover. People say, oh, no, please take the calls again. Well, here we go. Let's talk to Steve in Mass. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to want to touch down on two issues. I just want to back you up on one thing. If people are calling, you know, I get this in my life all the time. You give people information and they're calling you on it, and they don't do the research themselves, and they're arguing with you, then they don't know what they're talking about in the first place anyways. So, I mean, when you're trying to give people information and they don't research themselves but they're arguing with you, they have no reason to be arguing with you in the first place. And I just wanted to send that out to people like Craig in D.C. who are arguing about stuff that when you call him on it, he says, well, I don't really know. I'm just kind of arguing because, you know, I didn't like what you said. And I get that all the time. And the bottom line is just do your research and then you maybe have some type of fighting chance in an argument. You know,
listen, every night I woke up and I really do this. I mean, I woke up at 2 a.m. last night. I got up wide awake. I walked around for about 30 minutes in the middle of the night, in the cold, still, dark night. And I just thought, my gosh, murdering criminals, run everything. They're setting up martial law, building FEMA camps. I post all the articles and documents, and people still don't believe me. I mean, I talk about how FEMA had a fake news conference. They admit they did, and people are emailing me saying I made it up. I mean, look, I can't make a claim and then not have people not even check it out and just say I'm a liar. I mean, I'm not lying about anything. Man, this is really happening.
I know. I've been doing research myself, and everything you've come up is exact. I just want two issues I wanted to touch down on. One is the Blackwater issue. I wanted to ask, now I was reading that the Iraqi government, they passed this what they call it? It was a something law where they're trying to get it to get leverage to turn over the immunity that was passed, the immunity order.
Yes.
Now, it was saying that the State Department had already promised them immunity before they got any testimonies from them. Does this Iraqi pass this law, does it have any leverage over that where it could overturn?
The Iraqi government are complete puppets, but the country is in near total revolt over it, so the government's just acting like they've got some authority. And when the government said we're going to arrest them, the real government said, no, you're not. Special ops will blow your head off if you try it. And then even Army colonels said, yeah, we saw it. They killed them. It's murder. Nobody fired at them. And the Army's told, shut up. They're not under your rules. But see, I mean, this is dictatorship when they say these guys have immunity. They're the Waffen-SS.
Yeah, exactly.
And Hitler's SS had immunity.
Yeah, they didn't have to be. Yeah, they could do basically whatever they wanted.
Yeah, you got mercenaries that are allowed to operate in the U.S. who have got diplomatic immunity.
Unbelievable. And the other issue is from Massachusetts. And back in September in Boston, they had a bioterror drill. I don't know if this is going on anywhere else, but. It was on a Sunday. The post office.
Stay there. I want to hear about this from you, Steve. Then we'll go to Kyle, Mike, and many others. Continual open lines into the next hour and a ton of news. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We'll be right back.
come now, baby. Fighting the New World Order. Coming up, I'm going to spend more time on this. Weapons industry dumps Republicans, backs Hillary. The U.S. Army arms industry, the U.S. arms industry is backing Hillary Clinton for president and has all but abandoned its traditional allies in the Republican Party. That's right, the true commissariat now is coming to power. There's all these, they literally smile and giggle, little jelly-bellied and fake conservative neocons are just, you tell them Fox News is behind Hillary, they just laugh. Call it a conspiracy theory when it's in the mainstream news. Ms. Clinton has also emerged as Wall Street's favorite. Investment bankers have opened their wallets in unprecedented numbers for the New York senator. Yeah, the other Republicans are just collecting campaign contributions they're going to keep, other than Ron Paul. Las Vegas has him as the only one that can beat Hillary, and then they've got him 6/3-1, depending on which Las Vegas bookie you're looking at, big firms. But they've been very accurate in the past guessing. So he's still an underdog for getting the nomination. But he is the man who can win against Hillary. He's got the demographics. The Republicans are dead ducks. And everything Bush does is to drive down the Republicans' chances. He's already appointing a bunch of Clinton people to his cabinet and in the Defense Department and State Department. It's over. Hillary Clinton anointed. Fake conservatives will continue to snicker and giggle and say it's not true until she is inaugurated. They will then hail her because we're no doubtedly will be hit by a massive terror attack within 6 months of her being in office, which, of course, her people will stage. And then it will be martial law and blood in the streets and total ruling. And it's over. So there you go. Good job, conservatives, for being seduced by Bush and the New World Order. They may even stage terror before then. And I just hope you're glad. I just hope you enjoy yourselves. Thanks a lot for what you've done to us. Let's go ahead now and go back to Steve and Mass. Steve, you're saying they had some type of drill?
Yeah, I there was a report I was looking at. It was a Boston report where the federal health officials were working with the Boston Police Department and Post Office, and they staged a it was a bioterror drill. It was on a Sunday where the post office had postal workers delivering mock medicine boxes pretense of a bioterror attack.
I mean for 10 years they've had Walmart in continuity of government. It's been public since 9/11 with the locals handing out free jelly beans to the children and then telling them that in reality it'll be an injection. Forced inoculation centers, they've tried to recruit the police and firemen 5 years ago, but the police and firemen wouldn't take the smallpox shot to be indoctrinated. See, they were saying smallpox would hit us in 2005. In 2002 and 3, they said they had to get all emergency workers to do it. 99%, according to the LA Times, refused, so they had to drop that. If the cops and firemen would have took it, they would have launched the attack, guaranteed. I mean, it's just that they do it all in stages. It's all right out in the open. But thank God the cops and firemen weren't stupid and didn't take it.
Absolutely. I just want to warn all the listeners, if they Google Boston Bioterror Drill, they can look up on it and keep their eye out because it could happen anywhere else, too.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, they recruited tens of thousands. What was it, 13,000 in 2006? This year they tried to double it. I don't know if they were successful, 26,000 preachers. And they're training them to tell your people, hand their guns in, submit to government, Romans 13, take the injections, let them split your families up, let them put you in camps. Now, we reported that a year before it broke in the news, and then it just broke in the news. Remember 2 months ago? Hey, you ought to dig that newscast up. We ought to play that again for people that forgot. See, we forget all this. I forget all this. I mean, they're locked and loaded.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.